Exactly what he said that day.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Yeah, boy, and he's never lived to regret it either. Anyway, Oh, yeah. Once again, my friends, it is time for the world-famous Ron Gregory Hollywood Report, featuring the real Rick Marr, and brought to you exclusively by Fort Wayne Electronics. Fort Wayne Electronics. I can't say enough about Fort Wayne Electronics. Home of the Green Sheet. A listing of over 500 stereo items. Sale price listed all the time. Pick up a green sheet and put it in your pocket. In fact, if you have cable TV and you were watching Channel 9 in Chicago last night, you saw Sidney Greensheet in Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart and, who was that, Ingrid Bergman, I guess. And I understand Rick Marr used to date Ingrid Bergman.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you're right. How'd you know that?
I've been reading some of the gossip columns.
It was actually her daughter.
Oh, I see. Oh. Well, now, how old is Ingrid now?
No, Candace you're thinking of.
Oh, Candace Bergen. Bergman. Hello. You're on the air.
Okay, here we go with another nice mess.
Thanks. You really confused me now.
Greetings on a Monday from Southern California. Hope you had a nice weekend. Here's what's happening tonight from New York to Hollywood. Dateline, Texas. Double take department. The scene was a movie set in the Lone Star State where John Travolta is filming his latest film, Urban Cowboy. Travolta had been growing a long, shaggy beard on location, and his boss, studio chief Robert Evans, flew from Hollywood to Texas where he ordered Travolta to shave the hair off his chinny chin chin. Yeah. Johnny Boy not only refused, he went into a temper tantrum. Evans then threatened him with eternal damnation, and off came the beard. And, Ron, let's hear it for John Travolta, huh?
Well, you know how I feel about John, but that's no fair. I'll be impartial. Let me check with the people in the studio.
Okay.
Folks, John Travolta, what do you think? Rick, you're starting to gang up on me here, Rick. I don't think he's going to... John Travolta, thank you. Well, they're not too thrilled.
No, I'm not either. No. Dateline in New York. Face the face of the middle-aged actor who is well-known to all generations and who was boogieing the night away to Midtown Manhattan Disco when all of a sudden his female companion got carried away and decided to start dancing in a birthday suit. Off came her clothes and our friend the actor turned as red as a Midwestern tomato. The actor's initials, T.C. T.C. Dateline Hollywood. Press pickup, Pam Dauber, who co-stars on ABC TV's top-rated comedy series Mork and Mindy, is getting sick and tired of her all-American girl-next-door image, and she's attempting now to change herself into a somewhat more older and sophisticated woman in the public's eyes. Pam is trying to get on the front cover of various women's magazines. She's already made two, and more are going to pick her up very soon. Dateline, Las Vegas. Liberace has gone hog wild again during his latest shopping spree. The ace piano player has invested in a new wardrobe for his Vegas nightclub act, including a $300,000 blue fox fur cape that is 16 feet long and weighs 100 pounds. And, Ron, I think this creature may still be alive there on Liberace's back.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody's at the door here. Yeah. Let me see who this is. Yeah, come on in. Come in.
Hi there. Hi. Is this Rick Marr?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Liberace. How are you?
Fine.
Bye. We listen to you all the time, Rick. Very good show, The Hollywood Report.
Well, I'm glad you're tuning in, huh?
How do you like my...
signal in Vegas, sir?
How do you like my fur coat, Rick?
I like your accent better.
Yeah, isn't this fur coat nice?
It's pretty. Can I touch it?
Sure, go ahead. It's live. Watch out now. Oh, my goodness. Get your hands off my fur coat, Rick. Come on.
Was that Liberace or his fur coat?
I don't know. I don't want any part of him. He's a little weird,
by the way. Dateline Madison Avenue. Ratings check. Television news documentaries have never done well in the fiercely competitive Nielsen ratings, with one unique exception, CBS TV's popular program 60 Minutes. About a year ago, 60 Minutes made broadcast history when it became the first news magazine-type show to wind up number one in the ratings during a given week. Well, last week, 60 Minutes repeated that honor as it placed number one for the week again in the Nielsen numbers. By extreme contrast, NBC's news magazine Prime Time Sunday with host Tom Snyder finished dead last in the ratings for the same period. kid you not. Number 66 out of 66 shows on the primetime slate. Dayline overseas. Lovey-dovey department. It happened in a romantic restaurant in even more romantic Rome, Italy. Actress Anita Ekberg was out on the town with her lover boy, Helmut Berger, no relation to hamburger. Playboy began winking at some gorgeous young doll seated at another table, and Anita, being a jealous type, slapped him across the face and poured a glass of champagne over the top of his head. Ah, yes, love makes people behave strangely, doesn't it?
I think that's a crackerjack of a story.
Have you ever been in love yourself, sir? Dateline Honolulu. Is it true that more chaos is developing on the set of CBS TV's cop series Hawaii 5-0 that the entire cast and crew have become so fed up with the demands placed upon them by the show's star, Jack Lord, that all of them are considering walking off the set any day now, that they're accusing Lord of being a perfectionist, an egocentric, and have had enough? Everyone deserting Jack Lord, is it true?
Yeah.
Dayline overseas. Believe it or not, department, 79-year-old Xavier Cugat was performing as orchestra leader at a popular nightclub in Spain. Didn't take any time at all until he was canned. Reason? Cugat recommended a rival night spot across town to the patrons of the one he was working at. Oh, and Ron, I think Xavier Cugat wants to lead the whoa-whoa listening audience in a little number.
Would you like to hear a little Spanish rendition?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, I think Charo will be in on this, too. Charo will be here. All right,
let's watch her.
One and two and. Oh, yeah. Nothing like that Spanish music.
Yeah.
Didn't Ricky Ricardo do this, too?
Sure, why not? Oh, and I love Ringo on drums there.
Yeah.
Dateline, Florida. Biggest embarrassment of the week. Bob Hope's press manager has apologized for jokes the comedian made about the University of Florida's party school image during a homecoming appearance last weekend. At the festivities in Gainesville, Hope told the throng, "Here I am at the University of Florida, where going to class is an extracurricular activity." Oh, don't worry, the audience laughed, sir. Come on, it wasn't that funny. Facts and figures department. We all know about the evils of inflation, but what does that word really mean? This next statistic will truly open your eyes. Back in 1939, exactly 40 years ago, the Gillette Company sponsored its first World Series baseball games on radio, and the entire cost for broadcast rights, airtime, and production was about $200,000. $200,000. In the 1979 World Series played last month, Gillette spent the same sum of money for each minute of TV commercial time. Now you know the true meaning of inflation. Dateline Hollywood. Tonight's mystery quiz. A film in 1966 featured Steve McQueen in the role of a young half-breed Indian who was bent on avenging his parents' murder. Name the name of this famous movie. The answer on the next Hollyweird Report. That's Monday night at 9:15 here on WoWo. Be listening. Dateline Hollywood. We'll be back in 60 seconds with a special report on TV's so-called sick humor.
There's a lot of hype.
Other ways to spend your time.
To pick up a green sheet from Fort Wayne Electronics. Fort Wayne Electronics, Glenbrook and 3606 East Maumee.
Well, folks, for the past few years, there have been countless surveys done on the topic of violence and sex on television and what effect those have on viewers. Now some research has been conducted which concludes that TV's so-called sick humor during the primetime hours may be even worse for people watching than our violence and sex. Sick humor is defined as the type that degrades and humiliates people for laughs. One of the behavior experts in this field is Dr. Herbert Holt, psychiatrist and dean of the Westchester Institute for Training and Counseling in Rye, New York. He says, sick humor damages the viewer's self-esteem, personality, self-image, and identity. While it may make them feel superior to the characters being insulted on TV, this is just temporary because they often end up identifying with the character being put down or made fun of. It also teaches that it's okay to ridicule others, and this is a civilized and normal way to act. Some of the shows that Dr. Holt pointed out that have run the network circuit in recent years include Maude, The Jeffersons, Three's Company, Fish, and Soap. He states, Maude is a classic example. Men are always being put down. They're presented as fools. The Jeffersons is another example of cruel, put-down humor. It's based on role reversal, the making fun of people we ordinarily admire. Dr. Holt also looked closely at Three's Company before the Ropers pulled out of that series for a show of their own. He says, in Three's Company, the wife was continually putting down the husband for his impotence, and he continually knocked her. Fish was another sick show. There you had an embittered retired policeman who was always putting everyone down. And Soap is another. It involves a disregard for priests and men. It seems comedy writers today have nothing better to do than knock the family and the relations between men and women. It's all in the guise of humor, but it's quite insidious and very destructive. Meanwhile, Dr. Don Vogel, psychiatrist at the Holy Cross Hospital in Silver Spring, Maryland, adds former comedy series What's Happening to the list of shows that are objectionable. Why? Because in that program, a character known as Rerun was always being ridiculed for being fat. Dr. Vogel says teaching that it's okay to ridicule fat people could have a very destructive impact on impressionable viewers. Fat people deserve sympathy, not ridicule. And Dr. Jack Leedy, psychiatrist at Gracie Square Hospital in New York City, adds, there's a sinister hidden danger in sick TV humor that the average person wouldn't ordinarily notice, which impressionable viewers often mimic. Unfortunately, the behavior they mimic is often sadistic, cruel, and vicious, and this is a very poor role model, particularly for young viewers. And Dr. Leonard Blank, he often deals with humiliation and depreciation, and a good deal of it is aggressive, even hostile. You're encouraged to laugh at people, at their frailties, and that isn't healthy. In fact, it's kind of sick. His example is Archie Bunker's Place, formerly known as All in the Family. Dr. Blank states, the premise for All in the Family was really mockery. In the guise of being humorous and open, the humor is really based on bigotry, prejudice, and stupidity. Archie Bunker's favorite expression for his wife was dingbat. That's a prime example of the show's malicious humor. It's sadistic, teasing, and put-down type of humor. Well, folks, those are the opinions of some of this country's top behavior experts on the so-called sick humor of prime-time television. Is it really as bad as they say? I tend to think so. What's your opinion? Finally, Ron, let's end this evening's program on a somewhat lighter note. Mae West, you remember her.
Yeah.
Mae has been alive a long time, as we all know.
Yeah.
The aging star thinks she's finally figured out what makes males so special. Says Mae, maybe men ain't all perfect, but they're the best opposite sex we've got.
I don't think I've heard that one before.
Yeah,
no,
just listening.
I couldn't believe that. I was shocked. Yeah, Renfield is here.
Come on tonight.
Hey, Renfield was on TV the other night.
That's what I understand, right there in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, he was in Dracula. The original Dracula was, I think, Friday night.
Yeah, one of my favorite people, Renfield.
On Channel 55, and he was Renfield. Did you get a kick out of seeing yourself on TV? Yeah. He really had a good time.
And
with the spiders and flies
yeah.
and everything.
Well, Ron, speaking of spiders and flies, it's time for the real Rick Maher to get back to more of my California dreaming out there on the shores above Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
But I shall return next Monday night, if your heart can take it, same time here on Whoa, Whoa. Ron, make sure you're back in your box of dirt by dawn, along with Counter Tequila and Renfield and George Allen and all the rest. This is the real Rick Maher. Good night from Hollywood.